A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
First, you pierce the thin layer of chocolate with your teeth and your upper palate tingles from the mint. Then comes the satisfying crunch from the wafer inside. There's nothing like a thin mint from the Girl Scouts. It's a huge business, but a little less huge during the pandemic because the normal channels used to peddle the cookies were closed off. Girls couldn't set up booths anywhere, and you couldn't send mom and dad to work with the sign-up sheet because, well, half of everybody was home. So sales were down significantly. And the Girl Scouts have 15 million extra boxes of cookies. They're sitting at the baker's warehouses. So what to do with $50 million worth of cookies? Sell them next year? Nope. Shelf life is only 12 months. Sell them to grocery stores? Nope. The annual sale becomes less special when you can get the cookies at any old store. They did put them in Harmons at the peak of the pandemic, but now it's unclear what's going to happen to all those cookie boxes. What is clear is that no matter how much it seems like a big business, and they do sell $800 million worth of cookies in a good year, the pandemic and the lockdown taught us there's one ingredient that makes Girl Scout cookies a hit. The girls! They're the $50 million worth of magic that makes it all happen.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.